Nous sommes de retour à Vancouver où se tient la première ronde de repêchage de l'Hockey amateur 2019 de la LNH. Danny, on a le plaisir d'accueillir un jeune homme certainement très heureux, le premier choix du Canadien à cet encamp au 15e échelon. Cole Caulfield. Cole, how are you?
I'm so good right now.
you look happy.
I am so happy.
Do you like the red, white, and blue jersey?
I love it already.
First of all, did you expect that after the meeting with the Montreal management?
I mean, yeah, no, I thought we had a good relationship, and you know, I was happy to go anywhere, but to come here, I'm so excited and so happy to get things going.
What do you know about the team? Did you follow the team, or?
I mean, I know, you know, about their history and everything like that, but you know, just the historic organization that they have. I mean, I couldn't be more excited to get started, and you know, I'm really happy to wear that red, white, and blue sweater.
You know, Montreal Canadiens, they really like goal scorer.
Yeah.
So you're gonna
they need that too, eh?
Yeah. You're gonna take a special place in that in that Bell Center.
For the fans in Montreal who listen to us in the province of Quebec. What can you tell us about your style, your game, Cole?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a guy that loves to score goals and can do it, you know, consistently. And, you know, I think that's hard to do in the NHL. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to working at that and, you know, continuing to get better and grow my game in different ways. But, I mean, I'm really looking forward to meeting all the guys and getting to know more about the organization.
What is the, let's say, the biggest obstacle for you? You think, like, okay, it's going to be hard to do this or that in that league. Like, is it one aspect of your game you say, if I don't improve there, it's going to be hard for me?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, the NHL is a different league than anywhere else. I mean, it's the best league in the world, so... I mean, just to be a part of it and draft is surreal, and you know, the work starts now. I mean, it's day one, so I mean, I'm gonna do everything I can, work on everything I can, and continue to get better because I want to play in the National Hockey League as soon as possible.
Well, about to, like, your game itself, like skating, shooting, obviously is one of your assets, but like your skating, your like the physicality of your game. What aspect do you think you need to improve, like in a short period of time?
Yeah, I think just my strength. I mean, I got a long summer ahead of me. I can put in a lot of work. So, I mean, I'm not too worried about really anything. I just continue to keep working hard like I have, and I think it'll all work out.
You had a tremendous season with Jack. What can you tell us about the feeling to see Jack drafted by the New Jersey Devil tonight and you by the Montreal Canadiens? Did you chat with him? Did you talk with him?
Yeah, right after I got off the stage, yeah. He was there. I got a big hug from him. So, I mean, the things he's done is unbelievable. I'm so happy for him. And yeah, I'm really happy for myself, too, getting drafted by such a great organization. I can't wait to get started.
Scored 58 goals. You beat some great record on the U.S. national program. What made this season magic like this?
You know, I think it's these past years as a whole. I think you know, our team together was so great, and we have so many, you know, individual, you know, really good players. So I think just when you put us together, we knew how to win and we knew what to do and we all knew our role. So, I mean, just playing with such great players and working with them every day in practice, it made everyone so much better.
Now, the challenge for you is to create your own identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After this season with Jack.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think Jack would have put up the amount of assists he did without me. And I mean, I'll stick to that, but obviously he's a great player. And, you know, I think I do play better with those type of guys. And I mean, nobody's really like Jack, but anyone I can play with, and I can make them better in many different ways. So, you know, I can play with anyone, I can make anyone better.
When you look at the roster of the Montreal Canadiens, a kid like Kotkaniemi, a good centerman, a good passer, do you see yourself beside players like Kotkaniemi in the future?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, obviously I watch hockey a lot, and I saw him and the success that he had. And, you know, they got lots of other great players like Brendan Gallagher, somebody I look up to a lot, and Shea Weber getting to shake his hand.
Yeah.
And announcing the pick is unbelievable, and Carey Price is unbelievable too. Like, you know, it's such a great organization. I can't wait to get started.
So you'll be in Montreal in a couple of days, a week from now, when you'll be already.
So the development camp for sure. Huh?
Yeah, no, I'm so excited for that. Yeah,
we're excited to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Welcome on board.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Nice to see you. Probably next fall or at the training at the development camp with the young kids of the Montreal Canadiens next week.
Yeah, can't wait for it.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you so much. Alors voilà, c'était Cole Caulfield, le premier choix du Canadien de Montréal. On le disait tantôt, Danny, le joueur le plus prolifique offensivement. disponible à ce repêchage. Si on résumait un petit peu ses propos, évidemment, les premières syllabes ont été, c'est juste un sourire, un large sourire dans son visage.
C'est magnifique.
Vraiment, on a senti la fierté, le bonheur de ce jeune homme-là. Cofield a dit, ben, dis-moi, je suis impatient de mettre les pieds dans cette organisation-là. Il dit, je connais la tradition de l'organisation du Canadien. Il dit, j'ai eu la chance de jouer avec une équipe formidable cette année, une grande équipe de hockey avec Jack Hughes. Je pense que la chimie, ça a bien fonctionné. Ils ont communiqué ensemble, Danny, tout de suite après, bien évidemment. Ce sont des amis après la sélection de Jack Hughes et lui de se retrouver avec le Canadien. Quand je lui ai parlé de créer maintenant sa propre identité, je pense qu'il est impatient et je suis prêt donc à jouer avec d'autres joueurs et à faire ma marque maintenant.
Il dit, Jack n'aurait pas eu autant d'assistance, il n'avait pas joué avec moi. Il dit, lui, c'est un joueur très spécial, mais moi, je pense que je peux aider les autres à être meilleurs aussi.
Absolument.
J'ai bien aimé sa réponse. J'ai trouvé que c'est un jeune homme très assuré, qu'il savait exactement qui il était. Je lui ai demandé de me parler des choses qu'il croyait vraiment devoir améliorer dans une courte période de temps afin d'avoir du succès dans la Ligue nationale. C'est sa meilleure ligue au monde, évidemment. Oui. Je sais que j'aurais besoin d'être plus fort physiquement. J'ai tout l'été devant moi.
5 pieds 6 pouces, il faut le mentionner.
Je vais continuer de travailler fort, de me développer. On sent qu'il est bien sur son X, dans sa zone à lui. Ne cherche pas à réinventer le tout. Et j'ai bien aimé vraiment ce que j'ai entendu.
Si je peux compléter, là, vite avant d'aller à la pause, dans le cas de Cofield, il a dit, je pense que dès les rencontres qu'il a eues avec le Canadien, on a senti une chimie. Il y avait quelque chose entre lui et le Canadien de Montréal. Il en a parlé d'entrée de jeu.